So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamakabel saw the mechaveri. Someone leases a field bechachiras for a fixed price. Lezara sa'irim, loyizra nechitim. If he leased it to plant barley, he may not plant wheat because the wheat depletes the soil more than barley does. However, chitim yizra nesa'irim, if he leased it to plant wheat, he may plant barley instead. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel forbids this as well. Although this seems to be to the owner's benefit, the Gemara explains by citing a brisa. Haiman de nichele de titfer are, lezara shata chite vishata sari. Alternating between planting wheat and barley damages the field. Therefore, he may not plant barley because the owner might have planted wheat the previous season. Similarly, the Mishnah continues. Tfuo lo yizrena kitnis, kitnis yizrena tfuo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oiser. He may not plant beans in place of grain, since beans deplete the field more than grain does, but he may plant grain instead of beans. Here too, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel forbids this. Rabbi Yehuda taught Ravan an alternate version of this law. Tavua yizrena kitnis. He may plant beans instead of grain. And the Gemara explains, halan bahaluhu. The Mishnah's ruling applies in Eretz Yisrael, which is a mountainous region, and we are concerned with depleting the fields. Rabbi Yehuda's ruling applies in Bavel, which is a low-lying area where the soil is sufficiently irrigated, and we're not concerned about depleting the fields. The Gemara digresses to state several other laws Rabbi Yehuda taught Ravan. Hane tachne debe kisna ein behem shem gezel. If cress grows among flax, it is permitted for anyone to take it since it damages the crop. And by taking it, one actually benefits the owner of the field. However, imdes al gavulin yesh behem shem gezel. If it grows on the edge of the field, it is forbidden since it does not damage the crop. Furthermore, vim hukshu lezera afilo debe kisna nami yesh behem shem gezel. After the cress is fully grown, it is forbidden to take it since my de'afsid, it no longer damages the crop. Hane dili dilach v'dilach dili. There are trees on my side of our shared border whose fruits belong to you, since their roots are in your field, and vice versa. The Gemara explains, Ilan ha'imir ala meitzer, a tree that is on the boundary between two fields. Amar Rav, hanoit lekan lekan, v'noit lekan lekan. The person whose field it is rooted in owns the fruit. Shmuel amar chelkan, they divide the fruit. However, Rav agrees, memale kala meitzer kuloi, if it is rooted in both fields, they divide the crop equally, even if Tali tuni l'chad gisa, even if most of the fruits is on one side of the border. Leitizben ara desmicha l'masa. Do not purchase a field near the city, as Rashi explained. She'ain b'nei adam she'letes batamet. People see it constantly, and it may be damaged through an ayin hara. For this reason, Rav ruled, asu leilo adam she'yamar al stei chaver b'shoshoy medes b'kameseha. It is forbidden to gaze at another person's grown crops. The Gemara cites a contradictory exposition of Rav. The pasuk says Baruch Atah Be'ir uBaruch Atah Baseda, and Rav explains these brachas as follows: Baruch Atah Be'ir sheyibeischa samach lebeis haKnesses, you will live near a shul; uBaruch Atah Baseda sheyinuchasecha kreivim le'ir, your property will be near the city. The Gemara cites an alternate explanation from Rabbi Yechanan: Baruch Atah Be'ir sheyibeis hakisei samach leshulchanecha, your bathroom will be near your home. However, he holds it is not preferable to live near a shul because schar psiyas yesh. One receives reward for walking to shul. Or baruch atah basadeh, shiyu nechasechem mishulashin, shlish betfua, shlish bezesim, shlish begefanim. One should divide his crops equally among grain, olive trees, and vineyards because they will not all fail at once. Now, the Gemara asks, Rav says, or baruch atah basadeh, shiyu nechasechem kreim le'ir, it's considered a bracha. And earlier Rav said, Asa leil od mishayam al sa de chaver b'shoshay medis b'kameseha because of ayin hara. The Gemara answers, Had mahad le shura v'raska, had loy mahad le shura v'raska. If he surrounds his field with a wall, the convenience is a bracha. If he does not surround it with a wall, it is susceptible to ayin hara and not recommended. The Gemara digresses to discuss the effects of ayin hara. The pasuk says, "V'heisa Hashem imchol kol chayli." Hashem will protect you from all illnesses. And the Gemara cites several explanations. Amar Rav, zu ayin. The pasuk refers to the devastating effects of ayin hara because tishin v'tisha ba'ayin ra ve'echad b'derech eretz. 99% of people die from the effects of an evil eye, and only 1% from natural causes. Shmuel amazeh ruach. The pasuk refers to the effects of the winds because hakol baruach. All people die from the negative effects of various winds, and even harugim malchus nami ilav zika of the lahu sama v'chaya. If not for the ill effects of the wind to the wound, people who are executed could survive by applying a poultice to the wound to cause the flesh to regenerate. Reb Chanina zutzina. The pasuk promises protection even from the cold. Although hakol b'dei shemaim chutz mitzina mepachim, one can be careful to avoid them. Rebbe Chanina zutzaya. The pasuk promises protection even from the effects of bodily secretions, as we learned tzayis hachaytim betzayis ha'ezen ruben kasho mi'utin yafa. Excessive secretions of the nose and ear are harmful. Rebelaza zumara. This refers to the gallbladder because, as the brisa states, machla zumara. The gematria, the numerical value of machla, is 83, which indicates that shmeinim v'shleisha chaloyim tluin b'mara v'kulon pashachris v'kitin shalmayim mevatlasim. There are 83 ailments associated with the bile, and eating bread with wine or even water for breakfast protects one from them all. The Gemara digresses to discuss the benefits of eating breakfast. Yud gimel dvarim she'amru b'pashachris. There are 13 benefits to eating bread in the morning. There are some of the health benefits: matzelas minachama, protects from the sun; uminatzina, and from the cold; uminazikin, and from the winds; uminamazikin, and from the demons. Additionally, his mind will be settled, and so umachkim es pesi, it makes the foolish wise; bezeicha badin, he's successful in court; lil mitari, he can learn Torah; ulalamet, and teach Torah; udvarv nishmam, and his words are accepted; vitamud miskayim biyode, and he remembers his studies; vein besari mal lehevel, he does not sweat excessively; he has strength to be with his wife in the morning, and so he will not desire other women. It destroys worms in the intestines. Others add another benefit. He will be content, thus banishing jealousy and promoting love. The Gemara brings two sources that breakfast is advantageous. When one is not hungry or thirsty, he's not affected by the elements. If one says Shema and davens, and eats and drinks in the mornings, the pasuk continues, he is protected from illness. The Gemara discusses land measurements. Rav Yehuda instructed Av Adam Mishucha, who was a surveyor, like Tizalzal b'mishchasa, the chalpurta upurta chazu the kukamarishka. Be very exact in your measurements, because one can plant expensive saffron on a very small piece of land and make a profit. However, dalad amis da nigra zilzabu. You do not have to be precise when measuring the four amis between fields and the irrigation canal, because dalad amis da nigra levne anigra. It is only for the benefit of these landowners. And on hara loitem shechinu klal, when marking the riverbank, do not measure at all, but estimate the area so that it is clearly sufficient, because on hara dukuli alma, this is for everyone's benefit. Another halacha concerning riverbanks, meloikasvi nagdi betrei avir nahara kutsu. It is permitted to chop down trees along both sides of a river to create enough space for the bargemen to walk.